With that news, obviously he's feeling pretty good, is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall.
It's not that more less human, but it's still less human. You can feel it.
Well, there's definitely improvement. There's no doubt about that. But continued improvement as we move into the week. And we'll see just how great the weather is over the weekend, because I still have my doubts. I have my doubts. I don't like this upper air disturbance that's going to be over the northeast quarter of the country. That could mean more of the way of cloud cover than sun. And it'll be interesting to see if it contributes to a storm just offshore, and if that storm offshore could throw moisture this far north and west. Certainly looks to me like there could be some rain along the coast from New Jersey to Long Island to the Cape area. Whether or not that rain gets this far north and west has remained to be seen. It's only Wednesday, so we have time to work on that. But I'm just not comfortable with it at all. Not at all. So today will be not as humid, partly cloudy in the middle 80s. Clouds tonight, 65 to 70. There's a chance of some early showers tomorrow morning, then partly sunny, 80 to 85. Sunny, less humid, 80 on Friday. Saturday, I think we'll change sunny to partly sunny, but still right around 80 degrees. So, and we'll see what happens about Sunday. Right now, I would just call it partly cloudy because there's an old slogan that we have used in the Weather Center for years and years and years, and it really does turn out to be pretty accurate, and that is, when in drought, forecast drought. Very simple. And we're in drought.
When in drought, forecast drought, without a doubt.
Without doubt, right. So that's a scoop there. Yesterday, Newark Airport did 100 degrees again.
The Hudson Valley, by the way, the first 8 day, first 9 days of of August, the hottest ever on record.
No, I'm not shocked at all. I don't know how many 100-degree days Newark has, but I guarantee you it was six or more, and that's incredible. That's a record for one season. I know our own Anthony Martella emailed me yesterday, and his weather station read 100.6. So he hit 100 degrees, and I know here we hit 97 in the lower Hudson Valley. So it was just stifling. Yesterday, there was a good thing it was a breeze, and of course then there were thunderstorms. That played a little havoc with the Mets because there was a little bit of a delay in starting the game last night. So I was on top of that. And then after that, I took a break. I said, "That's it. I've had it."
You know, but we had thunderstorms come through here yesterday afternoon, and that's when the humidity really broke for us.
Yeah, that was the front.
Yeah.
That was the front, which is now stalled over the Mid-Atlantic, over Delmarva. It's stalled there. Another front will come through on Friday, catch up with it, but the computers are forecasting that when that second front comes in, a low will form along the front and be off the New Jersey coast on Saturday. And that could, you know, definitely mean a serious rain threat for coastal areas. But just how far north and west that rain gets remains to be seen.
Well, you know, looking at what we have here, there's actually a lot going on in our area. Once again, beginning on Friday, with outdoor concerts. On Saturday, Dewey Hall has a kickball event, which sounds fun, and also music concert and more in the afternoon. There's also the opening of the showing of the history of Copaic, New York, and also a community dance on the Cornwall Green on the 13th, and the Housatonic River Music Fest on Sunday. So, I mean, once again, we have a lot going on.
Again, I don't believe at this point that things are going to get wet. But again, they may not be that sunny. So I think clouds will definitely play a role. Whether or not we get any kind of wetness, that remains to be seen.
All right. Well, I guess we just have to follow it.
Well, there's nothing else we could do.
That's right.
Unfortunately, that is it. We just have to wait, watch, and listen. Yeah. Oh. And aside from that, it was a busy day yesterday, but of course I didn't get to watch any movies, but I just thought I'd tell you that.
You didn't watch any movies?
No, I didn't have any time.
I haven't watched any movies yesterday either. I went home, had my physical therapy session, and then I normally take a nap for about an hour or two, but the past 2 days, my next-door neighbor, they're cleaning up the outside around her property. So there were nothing but chainsaws and mechanical sounds all afternoon. So I've missed my afternoon nap two days
in a row. You missed it, huh?
2 days in a row. And I tell you, about 11 o'clock in the morning rolls around here, and my body can feel the difference. Yeah, I normally take an hour and a half power nap in between, one and three. And that gets me through the rest of the day till 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, and still gets me up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. But today is not bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, I would love to take a nap, but, you know, sometimes the days just don't afford that pleasure.
Well, you're like the United States Post Office.
Yeah.
The mail never stops, and
never
for you,
stops,
the
right.
Weather never stops.
Mm-hmm.
No time for naps when the weather's around.
No, but at least when the weather's quiet and there's no questions, you know, then there is time. But, you know, it's been questionable, let's to say the least. And everybody has been complaining about the heat. Oh, by the way, Marshall, it's time to take a look at the fall forecast.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
The fall forecast, ladies and gentlemen.
You have it on your, you have it in your Google Drive, by the way.
Well, hang on a second here. Let me check. I didn't see it in my Google Drive.
Well, you do.
I didn't see it in my Google Drive. What's going on here? Let me bring it up here.
I don't know.
Here's the Metro Weather Folder. Travelers, National. Just the weather forecast doc. I don't have a Google Doc of the extended weather.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's see where...
I have the regular weather.
The regular weather. Let's see if Marshall is not seeing this, or I didn't put it in. And I didn't put it... wait. No, let me just check. I did not put it in, so I'm going to put it in right now, and you'll have it in 1 second.
No, it is.
You have it. So he could follow along with me.
It should take a few seconds to get to me.
There it is. That's what I figured. So we'll start with October, folks. First week, mainly dry, pleasant. Second week, windy and rainy, then fair and cooler. Our third week, sunny and warm, gusty thunderstorms for late week. The last week of October, partly cloudy with some showers. November, the first week, partly sunny and mild and locally heavy rain late in the week. The second week, clearing, then showers. Third week, rain clears, fair, cold for Thanksgiving time. Last several days, dry, chilly, and then cloudy. Your December, the first few days, some snow with snow showers. The first week, wintry precip goes over to rain, then clearing and colder. Your second week, fair, cold, some showers. Third week, milder with some rain or showers. And the last week, showers around Christmas time, then wintry mix will change over to rain. And my summary is temps will average near seasonable levels, but a few unseasonably cold periods are likely. Precipitation near normal. Trick-or-treaters could have to deal with showers, but it's a cold turkey for Thanksgiving. Santa will need an umbrella. Same may be true for New Year's Eve.
Wow. Not much of a snow forecast for the start of winter.
Let me tell you something. That is the best part of the winter forecast. Because from what I see, January... forget it.
Really?
Far greater. I'm thinking along the lines that there's just going to be, you know, snow on top of snow. Yep. That's my thinking. I haven't done anything beyond December, but that's my thinking. I think it'll reverse itself. So, yeah, I don't think the winter is going to be all that great. Well, it'll be great for skiers, but not great for us, Marshall.
Well, if we can get through December, that only is January, February, and March.
Oh, yeah, but lately the way things go, April as well.
Yeah.
You know, lately, April's no bargain. So we shall see, Marshall. No, let's not worry about that now. Let's just enjoy the fact that it won't be as humid today and not as hot, in the middle 80s, partly cloudy. You may have a couple of showers around tomorrow morning, then partly sunny, 80 to 85. Sunny, less humid, 80 Friday. Partly sunny, 80 Saturday. So there's your forecast into Saturday. Keep your fingers crossed.
I'll keep my fingers crossed and my toes crossed as much as I can.
Okay.
But at least it's going to be warm. So.
Right.
Because I like warm weather.
Yeah. Tell me something I don't know.
I know.
Right.
So I'm not looking forward to January, February, March.
Yeah, I don't think too many people are, but that's beside
the You'd be surprised. Up here, So many people love wintertime. It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
Okay. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.